Commissioner Peterson.
Why the two requested funding amounts are being split between this meeting and in May?
Sarah, you gonna answer them?
Sure. So the approach that we'd like to take, because some of these numbers are estimates, and even today, looking at the screen and seeing the numbers are different than the last time I saw them. So we want to take a phased approach because we want to make sure, basically RTC staff wants to make sure that all these costs are substantiated before we are committing the funds. And we have not been able to confirm that to date. That's why we're recommending $1 million now and future, you know, expect a future item, you know, if needed. And it sounds like it is needed. So.
Thank you. Commissioner Cornyn.
Thank you. Yeah, so clarity on that. I mean, our staff report mentioned that there's about $3.4 million that we basically don't have actual costs. It's just estimates at this point. So, I mean, even the $1 million that we'd be approving, and we've approved $2.5 million. The million that we're approving today, that's would still be based on estimates. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's actually based on payments anticipated this month getting to May. So that money is definitely accounted for and will be paid out to the contractor.
So presumably there's an invoice that the contractor should be able to substantiate with details, right?
Oh, definitely. Yes. So the work is, you know, completed for the most part. We're waiting for the billing to come in, and that we have a very good handle on the estimated amount now that the work has actually been completed.
Okay. But then how does that compare to the detailed cost that it seems like we don't actually have today or maybe we'll get in the future? I mean, let me back up a sec. First of all, thank you for the presentation. A lot more substantial than we saw back in September of last year. And I appreciate this team's efforts to really walk through exactly what parts of the project are seeing challenges. When we authorized the other additional $2.5 million last year, I mean, I think we made it pretty explicit that we wanted to see a backup of the detailed costs that are driving this. And I, again, appreciate the broad strokes, still want the details. And so I have a hard time approving additional funds for this without having that, you know, basic information that we requested at the last meeting when we discussed this topic. You know, and I understand it's not just Caltrans staff, right? I mean, you guys have consultants working under you. I mean, if we're being asked to hand over our credit card, I just want to see the bill, the line item bill, and know that the consultants aren't, like, you know, having three rounds of drinks on it before we run the card. How do we reconcile this information gap?
If I can respond, I want to clarify something because we actually spoke with you twice last year. Once was in June of 2024 and second in September. And so when we spoke with you in June, we were talking about construction support. And so that's the staff hours from our team working on construction. That's not the contractor. The item that we presented in September was related to the contractor expenses. And today's item is also related to the contractor's work. And so the change order log that's included, that includes the estimated cost for some of these change orders that the project is seeing. And you can see which ones are estimates and which ones are known exact or executed costs. And so to the extent that we can provide you more information about the change orders themselves, we work with the RTC on approving those change orders and can provide additional information to you. But I do know there is still additional information that the RTC is seeking from us related to the construction support cost expenditures that we spoke about last June. But we're happy to provide you with any further information on the change order log or the granted contractor billing as desired.
Okay. And so by authorizing, you know, the action today authorizing the executive director to execute amendments to the construction cooperative agreement with Caltrans for total value not to exceed $1 million. Would those kind of, would that basically be done as we have those actual costs rather than estimates? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, all of the billing through our cooperative agreements with the RTC are reimbursement based. And so we can provide the RTC, we submit invoices and can provide additional substantiating information as requested.
At least we feel a little bit more comfortable. We're approving an up to $1 million amount that will be, you know, we'll see the actual line item receipts for before paying. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing none, Director Deeds.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify if I could that, you know, we're getting close to finishing this contract and our goal all along has been to work in partnership with RTC to finish out the work, you know, and there's been a lot of changes along the way. These projects, it's typical for there to be unforeseen conditions when you start digging under the ground. You know, we do everything we can in the course of a project to do subsurface investigations, to identify where there's utility lines, to identify where there's structural elements being placed that could be in conflict with those. So in this case, we're depending on design plans from a consultant that Caltrans had some oversight of, but largely we're, you know, we get there and we begin construction. We are working in partnership with RTC staff who are engaged in the construction of the contract, as well as the contractor, as well as Caltrans staff who are out there in the field trying to do the best we can, experiencing these on the fly, unforeseen conditions, delays, cost money, and there are costs associated with these unforeseen conditions that we experienced. I just want to give caution to the board. We have to come back in May for more dollars. You know, we're saying these are estimates because they, to some degree they are, but they're also pretty well known at this point in time. So I just want there to not be a misimpression that we'll be back in May, maybe for additional cost, maybe not. At this point in time, there's a high level of certainty. And in fact, if we can't move forward with the confidence that we can come back in May with some degree of certainty, we'll get the funds. We really are in a place where we should tell our contractor to stop work. So we're in this together. We have been, but we also start to be in a precarious position if we're authorizing work that the sponsor can't pay for. So that's, we're getting close to that point. We just want to make sure that we're here in partnership to finish this job because that's, we're getting to that point where we're running out of work, but the contractor's out there working in good faith that we're going to pay the bills. So
thank you for that. I'm going to go out to the public. Would the public to end this item of the agenda? Seeing none, anybody over Zoom?
We don't have anybody over Zoom.
Nobody over Zoom. And come back. Commissioner Rocky.
A brief comment. I think most people know I'm not excited about this project overall, but the voters gave us money to do this project as part of Measure D. And I think when the public give you money, you should spend it on what they give it to you for. And I wish the people who don't like the train give us the same courtesy because the public also gave us money for that project. But I have to say, there are some benefits to this particular project, particularly the bus on shoulder is a positive piece of it. If there's anything positive in this project, I think that's a big thing for us that actually would make a difference for people who are trying to get to Santa Cruz from Watsonville and back. And so I'm going to support this project. I know that there are these cost overruns. We don't really have an option. You can't sort of leave this project where it is now or go, I supported it up till now, but I'm going to walk away from it. It doesn't make any sense. It needs to be finished where it is. And so I'm going to support this, even though I think in the long run, this was not a wise decision, but it's what the public gave us and we should follow through. Thank you. And I'll make a motion that we approve the staff recommendation.
I'd just like to state that I hope that the lessons learned on this project can be applied to the Bay to State Park project because you have a lot of the same elements with the bridges and other things. When you describe this, where the bridge is going to land and some of the challenges you ran into there, specifically with the Mar Vista Bridge, I think it's really important to try and get ahead of that so that we know that information ahead of time. And I'm looking forward to the project. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Thank Commissioner Clark.
Yeah, Chair.
So go ahead.
I do appreciate the fact that we were ahead of schedule here, right? I mean, wasn't this project originally, maybe this is a great just example of under-promising and over-delivering, which is, you know, good on you for that. That part's going well. But I think we were originally expecting this at the end of the year, and to be talking about an early summer completion date is awesome, especially given the misery that the city is perpetrating on the community right now with their Murray Street Bridge project.
Well, let me announce the first, Commissioner Rockin, and I think second was Commissioner Keeney. So with that, go ahead.
I have a question about the negotiations with the contractor. Is it fair to say that as a result of the negotiations, the contractor is satisfied with the amounts that are being proposed?
Yes, yes. Those are all agreed upon, you know, up front in a change order, right? Signed and agreed. They go do the work. We pay the bill.
Because I remember when the Morrissey project and the Highway 1, Highway 9 project was done, the commission ended up in a lawsuit with the contractor. And I don't remember what that all resulted from, but it would be very unfortunate if we ended up in that kind of a situation again. So I think I'm asking a question to the extent that the contractor is not at odds with either Caltrans or the RTC. That's a real, seems to me a real benefit.
Yeah, and 2 points on that one. One is, like Madeline demonstrated in the presentation, the partnering effort, right? We have established a really good relationship with the contractor. They've been flexible. We've been able to provide what we can, you know, in terms of direction on where they can work when we're working through the challenges. So that relationship and the partnering that comes with it has went a long way in negotiating costs, paying bills, and kind of getting through the financial aspect of it. As well, a good indicator of that relationship is what we call potential claims during the life of the contract. And I'm sure the example you're referring to, there probably were several of those initiated during the construction, which in this project, we have only had two, one of which has been dropped, and the second one, which started out as, I think it was $3.1 million regarding aerially deposited lead that we found in the median that we had to figure out what to do with. Well, we've been working with a contractor through that claim in resolution, and what we ended up finding in collaboration is that we could use that material with the lead content in it in some of our fill. So, you know, while it had lead in it, as long as we buried it, then we were able to use that as a material recycled in the project. And now from that potential $3.1 million claim that we would have possibly fought over to the end as an additional cost has now went down to, I think we're at about $300,000. And even that we're working through as we get to the end here, going through all the bills and the costs associated with it, but the actual dispute has kind of went away.
Thank you. That's actually helpful.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask the maker of the motion and the second if they would agree to a small amendment. The staff report just recommends approving the $1 million and amending our budget. Given what we heard from Caltrans, this needs to be on our next agenda, and I think that's the intent. But I'd like to see if it's okay with the maker of the motion and the second to add to the motion to continue this item as well, or bring back this item on the May agenda for further consideration.
That is acceptable.
Agreeable. So it's been agreed to. So any seeing no other comments, roll call, please.
Chair, we have a member of the public that just raised their hand. I don't know if you want to open up the comments again.
It's fine. We'll move on.
We'll move on? Okay. Commissioner Peterson? Commissioner Keeley? Commissioner Clark?
Aye.
Commissioner Montesino?
Yes.
Commissioner Hernandez? So it looks like he might have left. Commissioner Alternate Shiffrin?
Aye.
Commissioner DeSerpa?
Aye.
Commissioner Koenig?
Aye.
Commissioner Martinez?
Aye.
Commissioner Downing?
Aye.
Commissioner Quiroz Carter?
Aye.
Commissioner Watkin?
Aye.
That passes unanimously.
Thank you. So now-